Mr. Reagan on the Rebound at 7:20. Good morning. I'm Larry Webb, WDRQ News. The news brought to you by the Metro Detroit Ford Dealers. President Reagan walked into the emergency room on his own two legs, and he explained to his wife the bullet hit him because he forgot to duck. The attempts of an armed assassin weren't enough to get the president down, and he sailed through surgery with flying colors.
He was in no time in any serious danger. He was alert and awake with stable vital signs up until the time he underwent anesthesia. He was in the operating room for approximately 2 hours.
Dr. Dennis O'Leary, chief of surgery at George Washington University Medical Center, says Reagan was never in any danger because he's in good physical shape and he's a young man for his 70 years. Also, the bullet missed his heart by only inches. O'Leary says the president should be back to making the decisions of commander-in-chief today. This hour, the president is said to be awake and well after spending a fairly comfortable night. He's sitting up in bed, jotting down some notes, and he's listed in exceptionally good condition. As for the affairs of government, Vice President Bush says, make no mistake.
I can reassure this nation and a watching world that the American government is functioning fully and effectively. We've had full and complete communications throughout the day, and the officers of the federal government have been fulfilling their obligations with skill and with care.
The vice president was in Texas when the shots ran out. He rushed back in the company of House Majority Leader Jim Wright. Wright says Bush's strongest reaction was disbelief that anyone would want the president dead.